is now.
Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Can't find a single piece of me. Game over.
What's poppin', people? Zimbabwe. What's happening, Bower Rangers, hangers? If this is your first time tuning into the Hangover Show, this is the podcast that explores Bower culture and social scenes as we have it in Zim and as Zim has it. And there is the world, and we have the queen. She is back. We had missed you, girl. Where you been?
Where's the round of applause?
And the crowd go. What's poppin', girl? It's not been a
not
minute.
Even one DM. Ah, you guys, where's the love? Not even one DM to say, yo, queen, what's up? But yeah, I'm back.
She
thank
back.
You, Sana.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm more happier to be here. Today we've got some awesome guests. We've I don't got think some... we've ever done this before.
Not really. Mm-hmm. No. And when they were introduced to me, you guys, I was told you're the cool kids. I don't know why.
Apparently.
But I would like to know. So we got the cool kids in the building. Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's popping, guys? What's happening?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good with being the cool kid.
Yes, mommy.
That's the moya.
What's happening? Okay, so you guys just introduce yourselves, your names, let them know who is the cool kids.
Mukundi MK Cool.
Okay. You know okay, but to make her cool in the name. All right, I see you. Mm-hmm.
All right, you see this face?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy at all. I'm not a cool kid.
Wow.
Two things are wrong in that.
Okay.
First thing, I'm not cool.
Right.
I'm hot. And then second thing, I'm not a kid. I'm a man.
All right.
20-something, yeah, old man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Dobby, what's up?
What's poppin'? Okay.
My old is
self-introduction. All right.
Okay, not to take away anything you say, but I'm the coolest kid, HK Masara.
What's poppin'? Okay, guys. So, that's so much to look forward to.
Mean? You were Jimbo's category. And what mean? You were pap.
And Dingori, the best you've never had.
Bad bitch.
Bad
bitch.
Bad.
Yeah.
You already know.
Yes.
You already. Stay tuned for withdrawals, guys.
Mm-hmm. What a guani.
It's withdrawals when you hear that. What's popping? So, what do we do?
It's a city.
But I'm not going to love it like that. Okay,
like
what did we do this past weekend, guys? What did we do? What did we do? What did we do?
I can't even start.
Why?
Ah, bro.
Was it that pig?
You?
Let's confess this.
This is my advice to kids. Don't grow up.
Define
don't
kids.
Do it.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. You must never. Do you understand? You must never.
What
don't
did you do?
Don't do the posts that make the growing to be done.
What did you do, Sissy?
I was shopping.
Okay. So like...
furniture shopping.
Oh.
Grocery shopping.
Girl!
Laundry.
So I'm going to say I got choboga. Is that your point? That's the moral
I'm
of the story.
Choboga, but I'm not guys. Shopping ain't naki.
That's ain't broke, bitch. Okay.
There's no way I was going to spend all my money. It's not a lot. That's why the shopping was like in segments.
So that's what you spent the whole weekend doing?
Yeah, I did go out for lunch at Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
But that's not even like a vibe because...
You don't like Queen of Hearts?
That's different.
I do, but it's a Sunday and it's chilled. And I'm like, where's the burger? Burger, gone. I'm gone. So...
Have you been to market at Queen?
No, not really.
I've heard like that's Queen a vibe. Hearts.
Yeah, I have.
I think
as
Queen
well.
Of Hearts is such a vibe.
It is, guys, but not for sure.
We thought the last time the bar engine you was dying. Come look for it.
Try to connect.
So she got reconnected. Okay.
Wait, it wasn't that fun. Remember Miss Red's birthday?
Mm-hmm,
I was a connect. ride was so packed. I was like, why am I in here?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw people old enough to
the
be
the parking
kids.
Was even crazy.
Yo, I'm never doing that.
What did you guys do, cool kids? Mr. Dobby. It's Dobby, right? Did I say right?
Dobby.
Dobby, I love you for saying that.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What did you do?
Well, I'm going to buy a good occasion.
No.
Outside.
No. I think the furthest I've gone is like Chi Town.
All right.
But like, don't ask. Don't
did
ask.
You do the bar thing?
I've been Kwamerik.
So, when I bought a kid.
Okay,
no, I was like,
isn't that like a she's in your mind, like,
right? Yes,
No.
You went to that other place in Warren Park. What did they used to call it?
Warren Park.
There used to be like a Kuwarai. You went. Really? Look at your
she
face.
Knows you went.
Mm.
Don't pretend to forget.
I probably don't remember. Not
she
that
was that high, bro.
Probably don't remember. That's the thing. Anyway, Saga, okay, which one did you go to? Clearly you went to one. That's your point, right?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I was in Rusape.
Okay.
Yeah. So you went to... I got to step out of fire. You remember the last time Talk Money was here?
Yeah.
He was telling us about... There's a place called the Lesabi Dams. I remember this like it was
going
yesterday.
Going on and on about the dam. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Lakeside thing.
Mm-hmm. Apparently people get stolen by mermaids. They...
Okay, left Dre. Yeah, you just poured so much water on that. Anyway, so where did you go?
It was a thing. Like, I went to a couple of places in Rusape.
Okay, so you were club hopping in Rusape.
Yeah,
basically.
Club hopping in Rusape. And then okay. I was at Cheers. Mm-hmm. There's this little club called Cheers.
Mm-hmm. How was your favorite experience?
Sorry?
Which is your favorite experience out of all the clubs that you went
favorite.
To?
Favorite? No, like, I have had favorite experiences, but I'm not going to talk about Rusape being...
Okay,
no, I mean, during that period.
Or let's talk about the worst experience. Let's not talk about the favorite.
Why? I could go out there, that bad.
Okay, my question is... he can't answer. Okay, do you go out in Harare as well?
Harare, no.
No, okay, because yeah, I was going to ask you which... Where would you rather party, in Rusape or Harare?
I usually try to find the hideout places because, like, my pops is a preacher.
You a PK?
No,
I'm not a PK. I'm a PM, a preacher's man. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a man.
Okay. So, all right, Quindi, what did you do during the weekend?
I think.
She doesn't know how to say.
She's thinking what she did. Okay.
Now, you know, I've been dying to go to a Pasa Pasa.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been. But if you hear anywhere, if there's a Pasa Pasa, holla at me.
Okay.
I'll be there.
That's... Pasa Pasa, my friend.
So I think after this, I'm going there.
Yes.
What's a Pasa
Let's
Pasa?
Do it.
Kundi, what did you do?
Mukundi just asked, what's a Pasa Pasa?
What's
a question, but.
The truth is, I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My home time,
mm-hmm.
chills.
Yeah.
With who? She's biting her lips. Tunze.
You freaky little thing.
Oh my goodness.
I see you.
But I've actually been told the innocent ones are the ones that do
standard. How she's in, do I know Zungu eat a pop up and she's pregnant?
Ooh. And you're like,
where? Like, what time? Okay. So, what did you do anything during the weekend? Besides looking for a pasa pasa?
Okay, this weekend, I was into a couple of stuff, but then I ended up trying Chinese with some other crazy cool kids,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying out chopsticks.
That was a
that
fail.
Is all I will say. All I know is some of us ended up using our fingers to eat the food.
That's peak. What did I do? Do I remember? I remember Saturday I went to Jam Tree with a couple of girls. Yeah, it turned out to be a very interesting night in many weird ways. But yeah. Oh yes, and then on Friday, I went to a birthday thing, and then I landed at ZFMZ Saturday Zone on the show.
I saw that.
Yes, that was some dope stuff. Like, you know, Reverb 7's show, mm-hmm. Z Saturday Zone, mm-hmm. the one he usually does with Miss Becky.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're kind of trying to do like bringing in, other like personality. He wants to bring other personalities to co-host with him on his show. So it was me, Tammy, Mr. Camera. It was so much fun. It was so dope. I was so in my element.
I know you love radio.
Yeah, exactly. So, speaking of the weekend, what is coming up? I have some events for you guys.
The Tammy Experience on Thursday.
Girl, it is on the 6th of June. Na my sisters, na Gemma Mugadu. This is at the venue, the Tammy Experience with the sisters, Amara Brown, Gemma Griffiths. It starts at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., 15 USD or 75 RTGS, 25 USD for at the gate, or 125 RTGS. Early bird tickets limited to first 50 tickets by Tuesday 20. So yeah, you kind of missed that by now.
Guys, first of all, let's just talk about those prices. I mean, but do you want to stay at home?
But the rate, you know what? I understand. You know what? For someone who is currently planning on an event, which I'm going to talk about just now, the rate is not your friend right now because it keeps changing. Because at the end of the day, you're going to want to pay my DJs. You're going to want to pay for everything else. And as much as you're trying to lure people with good prices, it won't add up.
No, I'm not saying Puti, they should charge lower for that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
You mean the my equivalents?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
this
crazy.
This country's really fucked up.
It is crazy. But you know us Zimbabweans, we stay partying even when the pocket is saying
no.
Even
when the landlord is saying, hey, like, let's party.
And then so we have a pop-up store coming up. Shout out to Terry G, who is in the building. Okay, it's at Butternight Mall at Corner First and Jason Moyer First Floor. It starts on the 10th to the 15th of June. So it's basically, you've got your t-shirts, branded caps, branded hoodies, branded sweaters, jackets, accessories. So if you're that person who likes a really good branded company, guys, come through, come check it out. Come
why
see.
Is it 5 days? As when it's in the Rwanda, you think it's...
Hey, I'm not ready. Trying to marinate you for 5 days till you buy it.
I said, just that you got a thing. I'm not you.
Dre, I can't. Okay, I actually can't.
Actually, it's more than a pop-up store. There's gonna be Wi-Fi. There's gonna be TV. There's gonna be music. There'll be like live.
Ravaskun's going on. So you up on mic, babes.
Why?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daddy. So it's more than a pop-up store. Like there's gonna be like live streaming, interviews, live music. Gonna have DJs coming through. DJ Eve, DJ Smith, and
the Smith.
Shout out Smith.
Yeah. So like we're just not like trying to like create a vibe for like local brands and local artists, you know, so that they can mingle with the local community. Saga, why is it?
So now why is it 6 days?
Because it's more than a pop-up store.
Baby.
I'm on the one go on the marketing. Was there us no answer, but we're far away.
Shout out. The next event is on the 16th of June. If you like Shisanyama, an indoor thing, and you're looking for something warm, come through. This is at Motswako North. It's right opposite Confetti Shops. It starts at 12 p.m. till late. General tickets, 5 USD equivalent is 25 RTGS, 10 USD VIP equivalent, 60 RTGS. So if you want to book a table, you can do that. There's premium bottle service and table booking is available. Like I mentioned, it's powered by, this is like a first DE Draco Entertainment event. So we're excited about it. I'm part of DE. So shout out to that. Please come through, support the culture. And this is different. Like I've never actually seen like a indoor Shisanyama. So if you like that vibe, that house vibe, it's a Sunday chilling. This is the place to be. So check out these flyers. If you want to go back and see Wagwan on our Instagram page, which is at The Hangover Show Zim. Stay tuned for the buzz.
Kelela, Anasotia,
Sanam Kamamira, Diani Anazumama, Kumamama Bia,
Garai Mama Patekunga Mamira, Kumamira, Kumamama Bia.
Dre, we need to get Uncle Putin on the show. I'm a noted chamu, I'm Cheta Jogita singer. But
now, Mamira, Chingo Mamira, Mamira, Kumamama Bia.
Welcome to the buzz. Listen, that soundtrack gets me every single
in
time.
The mood, babes, every time.
So today on the buzz, we are talking about the hashtag Red Cup recap. So we have hashtags every month and we always try to engage our listeners and ask the hosts and just to hear what you think of certain things in the bar culture and the nightlife. So our hashtag the past month was hashtag Red Cup. And it's basically saying, what alcohol would you be caught dead drinking? What brand do you find affordable? And also, does it things on your taste buds? What alcohol gets you in the damn mood? So
good for what though?
We up all night, have fun. We up all night, get lucky. Those kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, okay, before we get into what
alcohol gets you with the mood? Like, what's your alcohol? Because I know you're a vodka person. You used to be?
I used to be. I actually used to be like a legit drunkard.
And then you just stopped. Now you just like,
yeah, I found the herb and I was like,
but let's talk about what you drink when you're not smoking or what you drink when you are smoking.
If I'm not smoking, okay, I'm going to go for it because I started on vodka. I started on spirits. Sagaje, masaida, unless it's kiss cider, and not, this is just not because, but like kiss cider is actually the one. Like,
okay.
So besides, unless it's that, I'm more of a spirit girl. So I'll go for vodka. I'll go for gin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go like for
gin.
Yeah, like
you all have got an experience with gin.
I'll go for tequila. I'll go for the spirits because that's what I started with.
Tagatangani
Russian ni Pushkin. Yeah.
On a drinking on a buy gin.
Yeah. Anyway, we would link up. It would be like a random Thursday, and each one would contribute $2 to $2 to take our bomb bottle.
Those are the
we'd look for a chill spot to take. It got to a point we weren't bang dash anymore. We're just hitting the bottle straight.
For real.
Girl,
I think I was already too. I bet your liver can afford it, Jim.
Yeah, she's been through a lot.
Mm.
But yeah, before we get into the contributions that the hangers, listen, if you're not on the hangers group,
I don't know.
This is the group where you get to not miss out on any new episode. We always have the hashtags going on. Interesting topics, discussions. So you need to join. Get the link on our Instagram page. You just need to follow the page at The Hangover Zim, basically. But before we get into that, what do you guys okay, how many of you guys drink? What do you, how many of you guys drink? Yeah.
Marginally.
Define drinking.
Here's girl. Girl, do you want me to girl?
I'm just pulling your leg.
I was about to go at you.
Keep your earrings on, please.
You know it. So, how many of you drink? You drink?
Occasionally.
Define occasionally.
Yes or no?
Like, I don't understand.
We don't want to know the circumstances around your drinking. Is it yes or no? Does the alcohol go down the pipe?
It goes into my mouth and then down my throat.
Talking about where alcohol goes, before you say what you'd like to drink, I watched this movie, right? And gave. So it got to a point where it was John Cena's acting, and he's the one who actually, so these parents are following their kids to prom because they realize their kids have made a six pack to lose their virginity on prom night. So they get to this party, right? The after party at prom, and John Cena, I don't know how he got to a point where he's challenged by this kid to do like a tube item. So they put a tube in your butt.
No way.
And then they have a funnel and they're like pouring alcohol down your ass.
So where does it go?
In your system, right?
Sorry,
into your system.
Butt chugging.
Yes, butt chugging.
You would know.
It gets you litter.
You would know. Talk to us.
I think it's fried it.
Uh-huh. Right.
So apparently apparently gets you like more lit than taking it from the mouth. But it was just, listen, wow. Anyway, baby girl, what you like to drink? What alcohol do you like? Do you prefer? If a guy asks you what you like to drink?
I'm a ciders girl.
Okay.
Hunter's Gold.
Okay. Straight up. Standard.
Straight up.
No compromise.
Savannah.
Let's just say Apana Hunter's Gold.
Apana Hunter's.
Mm.
No drinking.
No drinking then.
Actually, let's ask the very interesting question.
Okay.
Which I feel for a lot of women,
mm-hmm.
you know, it brings out the true colors. What if you're the one who's buying?
Boys, Musama Mira.
What do you buy for yourself when nobody else is buying for you?
Sorry, mom, but.
Wow, a whole apology.
Yeah. Can I like do you sign?
Girl, just something? Say it. Just say it.
Chibodoro straight.
Yes, that's my bitch.
This is the girl. Right?
Where was this
that
girl?
The Power Ranger, we stacking
it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so that's you. That's your alcohol preference. Yeke dero.
Shit.
Not really.
I didn't say that, but
girl, that's what you said. That's what your alcohol said. Okay, mister.
Dope.
What alcohol gets you in the mood?
All right, so.
First of all, what mood are you going for when you're going out?
No, I don't usually go out.
When you're drinking?
Yeah.
When you're drinking?
Okay.
What are you trying to chill or whatever?
I got two moods, right?
Okay.
I got my
hey pay mood, yeah, let's party.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, I'm Mr. Dobie mood, I'm chilled and it's my place. And
okay.
Going out.
So for these two different moods, do you have two different alcohols?
Two different alcohols.
Okay, give it to us.
So if I am going out
mm-hmm.
and I wanna party,
mm-hmm.
I wanna look like the worst fool around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because that bottle makes you look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I think that's the best way to define me. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to know me from where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
And where I come from,
mm-hmm.
if you're not holding or if you never held a Chibuku super, then you're nobody.
Okay.
Right? So when I got a super. I'm Superman.
Super gets you super mood.
Super mood. It makes me Mr. Dobie, right?
Okay.
It's not just Dobie.
Damn.
It's Mr. Dobie with
okay.
the super.
And, the
and then
children?
When I'm in my house, like, do my shops and then I get myself a Scottish leader and then I get back. It makes me feel like I'm a leader. I'm Mr. Dobie.
Because what thing
I got my Scottish and then I'm downing it like that. And I some ice and he said chung with you know. Lucian just doesn't.
Lucian,
right. No. Yeke, you know.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And so you're not a beer person, I'm presuming. When you're out with the boys, you've gone to watch soccer and stuff like
yeah.
that. What are you drinking with the boys? You're
my boys
beers?
Once bought me one beer.
Uh-huh.
Dad up a marble in shops and then, yeah.
1993.
Yeah! Dad, which is it's up.
Mm-hmm. And you do like it?
Polingers.
Yeah, right now,
what beer was this?
No, it doesn't give you the Chibodoro thing.
Okay.
Kakasiana, Risidoro.
Okay.
Beer, Risidoro.
Okay.
Yeah, so in Indo, I'm going to do one with beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby girl, mama ain't going to listen, hopefully. Mm. So, tell us what you drink.
I like gin and tonic.
Okay.
And
okay.
Everyone in the studio look back and like, what? She has a mouth.
God.
Wafas of my fans, bruv. Okay. So gin and tonic.
I never expected it.
So wait, is this when a guy asks what you're drinking? Or is this when you're drinking with the girl?
Any both, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's it. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dre?
Ma?
Mm.
Well, personally, ininangu personally. Alright guys, I'm a draft girl.
Uh-huh.
I don't like beers, but I love Vinda draft.
Okay, explain the difference. Actually.
So Lisa explained this to me.
Between a lager, a draft, and what else?
Cider.
Alright,
so draft is like my AO that went to private school.
No.
Okay, someone just said no.
That's how Lisa explained it to me. It's like
okay.
the rough beer. Beer is way refined. They add more water to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love draft with oats.
Okay, so you're saying it's draft is the unprocessed beer.
Yep.
Okay.
And then beer is obviously
is the final
diluted.
Processed.
And then cider, and I guess what my flavoring, and you know. And in some cases, they also put spirits, like
okay.
Spin-off, for example,
Spin-off
ciders.
Mm-hmm.
And for Savannah, they put apples for some reason. I don't know what the fuck is happening. But yeah.
Okay.
So I love Vindu Draft and ciders. I take Spin-off Storm. I'm good with both.
Mm-hmm.
Both holes Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then rum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, I love rum.
Doesn't that take you? Doesn't rum take you?
Rum.
Why? Is it the smoothness?
I just love rum and coke. I think my spirit was born in Jamaica, but I came out in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Trinidad girl. Okay. So let's place brand in moods. Like which brand would you pick in a certain mood? That's what I'm more interested in.
All right. I drink my wine at home.
Okay.
Why? Well, because you know.
Because it goes straight to the clit, baby.
No, not because of that.
It does.
Because you want to have it in your Olivia Pope wine glass, and you want to.
So who said you can't do that when you're out?
You don't have time to be that fancy when you're trying to fuck up the dance floor. You just want to.
My free drinks, ka. And like okay,
maybe for pre-drinks, but I don't mix because tomorrow I want to survive.
So you're saying what wine gives
wine
you hangover?
Wine is for like dinners and lunches and movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm out and I really want to have a good time, I'm gonna have rum.
Okay.
Speaking of rum, guys,
and the drafts.
And then the drafts, I do drafts. At a place like what's it called?
Mm-hmm.
Cookout.
Okay.
Because I know Woody, I'm just chilled.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I want to like go to the club or whatever, like.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, so drafts and ciders are for.
Okay, so question, socials. Guys, which brand do you think is serving all purposes to all type of drunkards?
Castle Lite.
What?
Mm.
How?
It's affordable to everybody. And then everybody gets drunk off the motherfucker.
But like, it's not accommodating for everyone.
For you.
Yeah.
People who don't love beer and are more of like ciders persons can actually take Castle Light and drink it. I've seen people who like, I put in my cider. Depend Castle Light.
Actually, I think it's because it's Castle Light. Castagacho.
It's
not about what it does.
Inyaye branding.
Karen's got Castle Light.
So are we saying that there's a possibility that some of these brands make it not necessarily because they taste nice or they're the most, they
it's
do
demographic.
The thing, but it's just because Wagabata is a certain brand. Can we safely say that?
Yeah, sure.
I've noticed that everyone's like go to, like if you say like generally go to, it's like two keys.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is there.
Well,
in my opinion, in what I've seen, is the go to.
I think it's the cheapest.
Wait.
Yeah, that's why it's the go to.
I don't think it's a
way.
It's not the cheapest. The cheapest is, what do they call this? The black thing.
Guys, black where is two keys the go to? First of all,
we call it.
No, I've noticed something. Two keys is a go-to when the boys are not trying to finna go out. And I try to mparara shagadaro magachira. Ah, boys, you're not nyebe.
If you've seen people drinking indoors when no one is watching, that's the go-to.
That's the go-to.
I used to scare you with two keys mbodorora yene.
No, but I've actually noticed.
What
if
like, I got 2 keys?
You know how now kune to my quarter?
Exactly.
But like, yeah, and okay, and before we get into the thingy, which brand is affordable? On beers, spirits, and ciders, like in Zim. What do you mean, chirichi soup? Are you saying that nothing is affordable like that anymore?
I said Castle Light, and you said my answer is wrong.
I didn't say it was wrong.
Do you like it?
Well, I don't know. But like, okay, generally, what brand do you think, like price wise, ne zurgitiga?
Headmaster.
Besides Castle Light.
Headmaster.
What's Headmaster?
Black Label.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I've seen niggas. Listen. I've seen niggas who go to Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, there's one time when things really got hard and all Eclipse was hoarding and stocking was Black Label.
No, it's because also, it's Champion's beer. It's not because it's
also
cheap.
I feel like certain brands pop in certain sides of some water.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. I think cool bougie side, Jameson. Definitely.
Obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Pama beers, I'm not sure.
Castle Light. Castle Light.
Okay.
And
then Pama Ciders, I think it's Hunter's.
Yes, Hunter's Gold, Hunter's Dry.
Savannah. But it's really too, though. And Zambezi, low key.
Yeah. Zambezi, especially like, has the white Zimbabweans demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say it tastes like the alcohol outside the border when you jump the border.
And then the other side of Samora, I think Shibuku.
No,
is...
No, Langa.
No,
super
listen.
Baby, super.
You have no right.
No, I'm not. No,
before you say what you represent us.
No, but I'm saying what I see. I'm saying what I see.
Kupi baby.
Ah, Iwesha. Saying what I see. I've noticed that Shibuku, Kuku, that side of Samora, no matter what other brand may come, stays.
And let me tell you something that I love about the people from my side of Samora, Michelle. Let me represent your people. Chibuku cheche mwanangu chinogadzira cocktail. Ona.
Shout out.
Unotenga Dame Dairy chocolate milk. Ubva watenga two keys ya your sister.
Mwanano ziva.
Ubva wagadzira cocktail. Unosero waka sticker.
But ku sticker kuri kuchiri kunona kidere.
Unorara pandari kurara
ku sticker kuri.
Kutoya zo donzona mai mpano tande torara kumba.
All right, guys. So, like we said, we have these hashtags and you guys get to contribute. So, we are going to give out some of the contributions and
funnily
shout
enough, yeah. The first person who commented on hashtag Red Cup say that you can never really go wrong with Zambezi and Blake Label.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been, I've been trying to preach to y'all, but I've been sweet. And he also mentioned like a couple of others, whiskeys,
mm-hmm.
two of them that I know. What is Passport Scotch?
Passport Scotch, it looks like it's a very fancy bottle if you ask me.
Okay.
But like, that's all it is to it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's a new item, but it's more popular in my generation.
Oh yeah.
It's more popular that was from Nyasha actually. He's always contributing. So shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Nyasha. And thank you so much for being in touch with us. And he also mentioned, Johnny Walker, the mm-hmm. Red Label and, Jameson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, they're a huge fan of Castle Light.
Shout out to Lulu.
Yeah.
It's Lulu.
She says that it suits her mood and her pocket and her
taste. She actually does like beers. Zulu is a beers girl. Weird
and her
enough.
Sister too. I think it's her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. Lisa only also drinks mostly Castle Light.
We're exposing the sisters, but anyway.
And so she says, we'll catch her dead after a night of Southern Comfort. What the fuck is KWV? This was like Kanye.
KWV is
Kim Kardashian brand.
They got brandies. Like it's from South Africa.
Is it a brandy?
It's a brandy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from South Africa. There's KWV5, there's KWV3. Like those are the years.
Okay.
5 years, 3 years. And I don't drink those. I'm just saying.
Oh, but you hella know the menu.
It's just
thank you, hot man,
for the contribution.
And then Nash said, shout
out
to Nash.
Oh, I love this comment from Nash.
He said he was actually on the show last week, but he said whiskey for the vibes and vodka
to fuck the shit up.
Gin for the hangover excuse. But
I love somebody who knows what to do when they need to fuck the shit up.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know your go-to.
That's proper.
There's one more from Danny. He said, I'm not a fan of beer. I'm all about that gin. What? We never know. It's a hell of a small world.
Let's ask her. Do you know him?
Him? Mm-hmm. I know. You know?
Yes.
If he drinks gin, you know. Yeah. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for those who contributed to the hashtag, which was hashtag Red Cup. Stay tuned for the next one. This one's actually going to be really interesting, but yeah, stay tuned for the buzz, for the trumpet. Sorry. Don't go anywhere. Don't give any buzz to that.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
Welcome to the trumpet. And today's topic is money moves topic. Okay, so how best can we really make money from the social industry? Is the industry genuine? What you guys think?
We can't.
What do you mean? What makes you say that?
In this country, you will never.
Why? Like, lay your facts out. Don't just crash, girl.
I think when it comes to them, Manonta Marie gone. Manonta is a nag. Here, no, for a sport kangu, chichi, what is it? A sport kangu, a dung of fire, van mazara, shunchukuna kids, and my beers are tea. Next thing, DJ, I know, but there were 2 weeks in a row. My waiter, I'm going to change. Nyasha, I'm going to. Next thing, my suppliers. You know what?
What do you guys think? Do you think? Because listen, at the end of the day, we can't ignore the fact that we, I think especially this generation, that we like to go out. We like to turn up. So you might as well make the money of what we like to do. So what do you think? Do you think we can generally make a career and an actual, and an actual like life and an actual living from it? In like, do you think the industry is genuine?
Possibly. You know, escorts, like, not to be like,
but sure. Like hostesses.
Yeah. If we're gonna make it posh. So surely they can get a bit of money from that. And I don't know, how well do bouncers do the thing? Like,
yeah, I think maybe if probably if you have like a, you know how you have a security company, maybe then you have like a bouncer, so to say, team or company, whatever. I think maybe that way, like even same thing with hostesses. Remember when we did, Who Were the Flames, Dre? Yeah, concepts like that where we're a team of girls and we host for events, corporate, social, you know, things like that. Individual bouncing. Yeah, I don't think that's much. I don't think you want us to do that. I think though, in Zim, where you can make money probably is events, but being able to sustain that event, being able to always be to rebrand and keep it interesting and keep consistency and a certain quality. Because I think what then happens is panita dilution of quality, panita dilution of inconsistency. And like now it's not, it's, we're very good at ideas and starting vibes and
but execution is a
execution
huge problem.
Though, but not as we're so quick to think of, yes, an idea, money, but we don't think long term. That's why you find places like SA, you know, will have a club for 5 years. Do you know what I mean?
And I think what you're saying generally speaks into what happened, in the last couple of years. Unplugged came and changed the whole scene. We had never ever partied outside until 10 a.m. and still wanted more, seen international acts come through and stuff like that. And I think because of the brand or how Unplugged held itself, they managed to get Coca-Cola, which is one of the biggest sponsors in the country. And what we've seen after Unplugged turned into a festival and is only coming to us 3-4 times a year is a lot of these to my smaller brands trying to come up and fill that space. But even when they do, you are like, okay.
I think then, it's about how open-minded you are to these smaller ones.
No, I don't think it's about that. I think Unplugged came into a space where nobody else was in and they conquered. And so everybody's like, Unplugged. And then people are just like, okay, fine, we're going to go there because we don't have any other place else to go. Mm. But when you want to come down to the basics of, are they changing the game and are they able to sustain? Because I remember when the big turn up started, for instance, and I remember Teach used to sponsor that whole event out of his pocket. And a lot of companies would come and pitch there and want to sell their product and interact with the, you know. At one point, the Big Turn Up sold 20 tickets. And that's during the period where Unplugged was hot. It was fire. So this month, Unplugged wouldn't have an Unplugged. And the Big Turn Up would come into that space and say, there's the Big Turn Up, so come and hang up with us. It's, guys...
I think with the, especially with the Big Jam, there was a confusion of target market. I think there wasn't a clear cut target market decided. And I think that's what happens with most of our events, or generally just most of, if it's brands that contribute to the social scene or being a whole event promoters, it's that. I think there's, we don't really know our target market, and because you may decide through that ghetto and then at the same time, you're trying to accommodate bougie. Pachadika clash. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like it's things like that, that then it makes it hard to make money. It then makes it hard to, because already as in, but like what you're saying, Kuti, when other events are now coming up, since Unplugged set the pace and everything, events are now coming up and people are now like, I'll just go, but we all know it's going to start. The next 5 months is going to die. Do you know what I mean?
And now people are also in a mindset of, you know what? I'd rather drink at home with my friends, with people that I know. Remember when maybe on my phone go Unplugged, guys? And people just started being like, you know what? I should go and go Unplugged. This is not our scene. And I think there's a point where the last Unplugged that happened this year,
it was shit.
And it was like the $25 US. No, not the December one.
Oh, you mean this year. Oh, I thought you meant before the festival.
Yeah, and everybody, was it 75 US or something like that? 25, some
15? Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Wasn't it 15?
I don't remember.
I think so.
It was a lot of money that just set people apart to say, listen, if you're not the demographic, don't bother coming. And the people who attended that one, unfortunately I was in skies on the day, the people who attended that one said, this Unplugged is like the very, very first one that we went to. You understand?
Target market shift.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that with a lot of events in Zimbabwe, there's a clear demarcation of the kind of target demographic they want to target. Is it ghetto or is it bougie? So you can't be in between.
Yeah.
You have to be ghetto or
if you're
going
to be in between, you need to be very smart and very papered.
Let's
because it takes a lot of real strategy and being having the capital to finance that strategy, I think.
I think this
topic mainly is, okay, fine, yes, Unplugged. Because the truth is Unplugged has left a really big gap. And so I feel like that's brought up a whole opportunity for a lot of things that actually could work. So I think the question now is, how best can we actually maneuver since Pata created what gap?
What I think,
if you were to be a promoter, you're an upcoming promoter and you're gonna do events, how do you think, looking at everything, you can execute and actually make the bag?
I think the tried and tested, as I've seen in Zim, is when big alcohol brands step into a zone.
Like that Castle Light,
yes,
people went to that.
I was there. It was fire.
It was packed, confirmed.
It was so packed and it was fun. And there was, it was fun because I think everybody was in the spirit of buying brine meat for some reason and getting my cup in my draft. And you know, it was fun. And since, you know, the end of the Unplugged that we knew, there came a very interesting turn up event called Madiriran.
I've been hearing different.
I've never been here, but everybody's like,
okay,
Madiriran,
please come on the mic, please. What's up? What's your name?
Muta.
Muta, what's popping? Move the mic closer to you. Okay, thanks. So You've been to Madidi Nano. I've heard different things. I've heard people saying it's too rowdy. Yeah. So from someone who's been there,
what's it like? I think with all of these Zim events, it's all about your vibe as well. The time I went to Madidi Nano, we were in the VIP section. So obviously, because Memchichika Kubirwa and stuff. So we're in the VIP section.
Okay.
But we had so much fun. And you know, you have so much fun to the extent where you're like, guys,
so what's the vibe of the event like generally?
The vibe, it's really fun. It's spacious as well.
So is it like an out? Is it like a cookout? Is like
no, it's like a concert.
Okay,
but a 2.0 concert where there's the stage there, there's the DJs going on, and then the performing artists coming. Okay. There's Madidi Nano, and then there's the one, the Ghetto Story as well. Have you been?
Did you say Madidi Nano?
Madidi Nano. In the flu.
All right.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. I haven't heard of the Ghetto Story. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's also fun. Like, they have it like once every year.
Okay.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
All right.
And the Vibe Fire as well. But like I was saying, there's that demarcation. Because you also want to feel safe.
What did the povo look like? Like,
guys, the povo was hectic. It's like, I think my unit S, unit L, unit M, unit O, because
what's that one called?
Ghetto Story. So it's like in memory of this guy who passed away a few years ago. Okay. So they have it for him like every year.
Okay.
And the vibe is also fun.
Okay.
So like I was saying, it's also about if you want to be on the safe side, or Sudakubirwa, you just go where you make sure you're also safe.
But also, I'm always saying, if you're going to places like that, listen, I was in Ghana, so I'm going to see essentials.
Yeah.
If it's in the car, if it's at home, even. Like, Fena, don't be out here then. Because, you know, at the end of the day, yes, fine. It's sad that, you know, at a certain event and a certain brand, you know, theft happens and stuff. But at the same time,
just take care of your things.
It's freaking Zimu no Birwa in town, bruh. Okay, exactly. No one finna complains about fourth every freaking day because Munizano Ziawagwa.
Besides, I'm not a guarantee because my foreign emotion is mixy and outside. So don't even try it.
Even on a guarantee, I don't know what you say. It's hectic.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I think, what do you guys think, Mr. Dobby? What do you think? How do you think the industry is genuine to make money right now? Looking at the social scene as we've had it and as it is trying to be right now.
All right. So we're talking about making money out of the social scene.
Mm-hmm.
But then let's underline the important parts here.
Mm-hmm.
It's making money and social scene, right? So whenever we're talking...
Yes, get your pens out, children.
I'm not going to teach you nothing. I'm just saying. So... because we want to make money, it's a business. And you see what? Most of these kids know nothing about running a business. They are out there for the social scene part.
For the clout. Right?
But they don't know how to make the money. They don't know the business. You see? They're not business people. You see why Castle was so big about their thing? They're business people. It's a business company. They're out there to make the money and they know how to make it. So they went out there, they had the money. Right? But these kids want to have... a lot of fun. Business is not that a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. Okay. These kids don't want to work.
But there's some kids that actually are making the bag though.
Good. They are making
like
the bag. So that is actually proof enough that this industry is viable.
Like who?
I'll tell you, for example, like I'm saying I'm part of DE.
Tell us.
And we did feels. We did the first feels that was done without DE was 2017. It was whack.
I heard.
They were kids and they didn't even fill up the joint. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Then Drake Entertainment it's an entertainment that has other brands that have come together and it's a brand that supports other brands. So we're like, okay, let's do it together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it actually became relevant. It had that 20s to 30s age range. It had that vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like people actually
did
got
you make
interested.
Money?
We did, but because there was poor, like what you're saying, Kuti, we have the idea of making money,
but we don't know how to
protect the money when you make it, when you partner with other people to protect your
interest.
Okay, tinema costs, mamwe, chichichi, those things, definitely I will agree. There's
the problem is there's no a learning continuity. People think of a plan. We have a lot of plans and ideas, as I've noticed, especially in Zimbabwe. We have plans, but when it comes to execution, maybe at first everything's going well, and then when it comes to the continuity part, that with total failure. If you've ever heard the term of kujikamari start,
that's
what happens.
Yeah,
because people now,
the people who we were working with, that's their mindset. They're literally a break kids. Do you know what I mean? And we're here as a company saying we're brands that are trying to go somewhere far. Do you know what I mean? So I do agree with you with like what you're saying. Like there's, I think parkuda, like that intervention of actually the know-how, the nitty-gritties, that then lasts you long.
Because I think people are just concerned with making money in that moment, filling their pockets, and then spending it. Because usually when you notice, people make money with the intention of spending it on something specific. I want to make money because I want to buy this pair of shoes. I want to make money because I want to do this. They do not make money with the intention of making it grow. So I think what Mr. Dobby said is very true.
That is true.
We need to have a technique for continuity in whatever.
Consistency.
Yeah, in whatever we do.
And I also think, sorry, Mukundi. I also think one of the issues that comes down to how people run the business is admitting when you don't know.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah. True.
You want to do it all.
You might have a great idea, but you need to be able to say, look, guys, I've never done this before. I don't know how it works. And the very sad thing about how things are in our country is nothing follows a particular pattern.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if influencer marketing works in South Africa and it works in the UK and the USA, you might get Amara Brown to endorse your brand, and then five people will show up, and then the rest will be like, hey, wow. Because Zimbabweans are like that. So you need to then appreciate that there are people who have better strategy and better skills than you.
True.
And then you employ yourself where you know.
And just admitting where you've gone wrong.
Exactly.
Like what I'm saying, like, we realized, Kuti, you know, we were supposed to have actually had like proper contract agreement of percentage, how it's going to be divided. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. So, yeah. So I don't know. What are we saying as we close up the episode?
I would say maybe it was your target market, because you said you're working with like A-break kids, which is kind of my age. Maybe instead of like, why don't you just get the idea from them and then say, okay, thanks. You can kind of market it and we'll run it from there. I think that might have helped you.
See, the thing is, it was a situation where these kids were now trying to join in an event that we had started making sense. Does that make sense? So they were kind of coming in with the whole, now we are running it. And like, nah, B. Yes, it's your brand, but we gave you the people.
And the ability to even do it.
You see what I'm saying? So it's things like that. And you know, in the industry, I think there's one thing I've learned, that in the industry, you need to always know that not everyone is genuine. Not everyone has your bag. Not everyone is the people you need to be telling your plans. You need to be very careful, vetted. And when you're saying you're working with a team, check your team constantly, all the time. And I feel like some people go into industry expecting roses, expecting petals.
As have you noticed, most people, especially the younger generation, when they get into something, the people they associate with, it's not because they have the know-how, but maybe it's your friend.
It's the clout.
Your clique. And you want to involve them. You want them to feel involved.
But there's nothing wrong with it, but I think sometimes it's, you need to involve Muno, who's going to actually add value to what you're involving them. Not Kungoti, we're doing just it, like, squad.
He's my friend, she's my friend, I can't leave her out. And then you're like, you're like, I don't know, the manager.
So rounding it up, guys, so we can go to the lounge, the juicy part. Are we agreeing? What are we saying? Can we make money in this industry?
Eventually.
Definitely we can, but we just need to know how.
I think at first you need to capitalize before things go sour.
I think we all need to close the country and then come back later.
The end. How about that? Welcome to the lounge. Yo, so like we mentioned, we have a couple of cool kids today in the studio as our guests. So this is the segment where our guests get to shine. So you guys get to tell us a little bit about each one of you, what y'all's about, what you guys do, and what
we should expect from you guys. So who wants to go first?
Everyone's pointing at me to start. Okay. HK Masara.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matter better.
Sounds like a writer, like Masara. You're a writer.
You know how writers are. I want the more in the head and no.
Let's get a pen.
Yeah, give me a pen and paper and I'll
write her whole
bio.
I'm starting out to vera.
I will stop.
Sister, I want to go loud up. Mike Benge got zima. Tower, I'm shower. Okay, Mr. What's popping?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Tell us a little bit about you.
I like it. I don't know how to say it. Actually gets me thinking. Oh,
this is so weird. Oh my
gosh. We're not going there. All right. So this is Mr. Dobie.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. I'm a broadcaster in the making.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on what is called the Radio Presenter Masterclass, mm-hmm. being curated by Napoleon Nyanyi Napster.
Shout
you
out.
Know, the guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be on that side of the desk next
Name
time.
Name dropping.
Yeah.
Move on. To
yeah. And besides radio.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call myself a multi-talented person. So mm-hmm. I do radio and then I also do some writing. I also do poetry. I also do music. I'm a rapper.
So you're a creative, basically.
I'm a very creative person.
Big, big creative.
And I've just recently got into film. I'll talk about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mamacita.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Mukundi. I think I'm like the youngest person by like 10 decades.
That means you've got more fire, baby. It's okay.
It's all
right. It's all
right.
I'm Mukundi. I went to Chizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing my gap year.
Mm-hmm.
Not too interesting, mm-hmm. but trying to kind of get out the mm-hmm. kind of mold that I've been in.
Yeah.
Exploring a few things.
Okay.
That's one thing.
All right. So, someone mentioned a film, mm-hmm. and I heard that apparently y'all's on the same project. Yeah.
Yay.
How about you tell us about that?
I think Aaron spilled the secret, but it's okay. Mr. Dobie.
Okay, not to take away any of the mystery, but we're just going to throw in a little something.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Date with the Nyao.
Okay, what's a Nyao? Just explain that.
I heard someone say it's a mwimwi.
Oh,
I don't know if
okay.
I said it right, but...
Mwimwi, you're not helping, babe.
You're just making it more. Yeah. That was intentional. So.
Okay, okay. I'll see you.
All right. Chigure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just leave everything to the imagination.
Okay.
Date with the Nyao.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of movie? Is it comedy?
It's a horror movie.
Oh.
Horror suspense.
Oh.
Yeah, we're just trying to bring out something different, something that's just out there.
All right.
Something, a new vibe to
okay.
Zimbabwe.
That's cool.
I think the whole concept is quite interesting because, you know, we always hear some, like our adults tell mm-hmm. us something and then all of a sudden we don't listen
mm-hmm.
and this whole thing kind of just explores that whole kind of situation
but
and
in
everything.
A horror.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
very interesting.
I think you should watch it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Kind of like when you get to explore your grandmother's stories, you get to leave them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so when can we look forward to this?
You very, can. Very soon.
Very soon. Okay, that's how they're going.
All right,
this.
So you wrote the film.
Yes, I did.
And you, who are you working with in the film to produce it?
I'm working with Chenge and ATG.
Okay.
Yes, I'm in partnership with Kulenga and True Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Writers with an Imagination.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And what about you, Mukundi and Mr. Dobie? What is your role in the film?
I'm the protagonist, which basically means the main actor.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Moves. it's actually quite interesting because this mm-hmm. is actually my first time acting at all
mm-hmm.
besides like junior school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite interesting in the sense that I'm kind of getting out there and kind of knowing what it's like, learning lines and all that.
So
stuff.
What made you do it?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think... Because I'm taking a gap year and it's so long and I was like, you know, I'm going to be set on just working at a school. Kind of got boring and I was like, why don't I just discover myself more? Because mm-hmm. I think everyone's kind of like, I know who I am. And then someone says, who are you? And you're like,
girl, once you hit like after high school, you don't know yourself at all.
Yeah. I feel like everyone just tells you who you are. And you're like, yeah, I'm that. And then you're out and you're like,
mm-hmm. And yeah. You, Mr. Dobie?
All right. So if the other person on the other side is the protagonist, then the other side should be the antagonist. That's
so you're an actor?
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Okay, that's the answer I was looking for.
All right, I'm so deep. You love me.
I don't even know what the hell an antagonist is. Like, thank you for the English, but the English bundles are not here.
The main good guy, the antagonist, the villain.
English bundles, my sister.
It's not villain. English it's not bandos. Villain. It's the bad guy. But okay. I'm not bad. But it's just I'm bad.
Okay.
I believe you.
We believe. So,
all right, guys. So we're gonna play a little game very, very quickly.
It's called THO game.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing that comes into your head, right?
You tell us the answer very quickly.
Each one is gonna answer. Okay. So Kundi, I'm gonna start with you. Sunday is the best day to
sleep.
Okay. Mr. Dolby, if the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
I don't know.
What?
Mojito.
Come on, pick a cocktail.
IDK.
Wow. Okay. All right. Chibugu. All right. Okay. Okay. Next. If you have 5 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. 5 words. I'm counting for you. 5 letters.
To describe my perfect weekend
of fun,
mm-hmm. Money.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, shman. All right.
I smell blessers. It's okay.
No blessers. No.
Okay. The other one.
Music.
Okay.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Meat.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks.
Duh.
I'm serving my last option.
Okay. What's
4 or 6.
And drinks.
Dre, Ugona, one killer rhythm.
No, in writing.
I am, but I'm gonna say it out.
Okay, I said
killer vibe. It was coming. I could see it.
All right, okay. I was gonna say writing, but
Mr. Dolby, since you couldn't answer the other one, you meet the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
They'd be chilling in a corner.
Okay.
No way.
All right, Kundi, who would you rather party with, Beyonce or Rihanna, and why?
Rihanna, she seems like she has a good time.
She's a bad girl.
Bad girl.
All right. Okay. So, whiskey versus vodka.
Whiskey.
Cider versus beer.
Beer.
Rum versus gin.
Gin.
Okay. We already know that one.
Why are we even asking?
Lager versus draft.
Draft.
Okay. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? And who would you kill?
Between?
Anybody.
Would I kill?
Yes. So who would you fuck? Kundi, you have to go first. Who would you fuck?
Tell us your
come on.
Idris Elba.
Okay.
Yes,
bossy.
Yes. You see, I told you many blessings.
Who would you marry?
Is this supposed to be a celebrity?
Anyone.
All right. Liz Hatumi.
Okay. What? Who that?
Is this your high school crush or something?
Okay, that's my current girlfriend.
Shout out. Okay, who would you kill?
This just got deep.
Who would you kill?
Okay, for my safety, I will not say.
Imagine
they're killing you.
That's gonna be a name. That's gonna be a name. She has to give a name.
No, but they'll kill me first.
They'll kill you unless if you tell us their name, guys. This has
been. We will protect you if they try to kill you.
This has been episode 50. It's been fire. It's been flames. Follow us on Instagram, The Hangover Show Zim. On Twitter, The Hangover Show ZW. Follow me, your girl, Lala, the best you've never had, Lala and Small Worlds, on IG, sorry. Kundi, your handles?
Drop them. On Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. It's what?
Mokundi Kumwendo.
Okay. Mr. Dolby?
All right, so it's Mr. Dolby. It's a page on FB, and then it's Aaron Dolby on the page. On the FB, right?
Okay.
And then on Instagram, it's Mr. Dolby.
Okay. Yes, Mal?
Catch me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Hope Masada.
Okay. All right. The Queen.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like a queen up in this bitch. So thank you so much for listening, you guys. We appreciate it. We love you. We love you guys for growing with us and for giving us so much love.
Always, always.
And yeah, check me out everywhere. It's chaseandgrow.co.zw and my Instagram is The Queen Dre, Queen with a W.
Queen.
Exactly. Queen. All right, guys.
We love you. Stay hanging. Stay popping.
Till next time. Ciao, ciao.
See ya.
And now. Capital 263.